Before I read, I want you to turn to we have quite a few verses today, but the Lord is trying to make some points today. So we're going to start in the Old Testament in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 1, verse 8. So let me know when you're there.
Amen.
Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 8 says, "See," this is God speaking, "I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants after them." This is the word of the Lord, church. Hallelujah. And before I go deep into this, amen, you know, today we're going to learn how to possess that which God has given us already by Christ Jesus. Amen. There is so much out there. There are a lot of Christians, as we know, in Christ, but they are not possessing everything that has given us to possess. And some Christians, they're struggling. And so God wants us to know today that, you know, he wants us to give us the understanding of what he's given us. We have an inheritance with Christ and in Christ. And in that inheritance, there's so many, church, we see the blessings of God. We've seen the blessings of God in our lives, in our family, in our friends, in our children, grandchildren. But there's so many blessings and there's so much grace and so many good things. And yet when we look around at other people and maybe other churches, when we look around the body of Christ, people are still suffering. People are still suffering because they're not really enjoying everything that the Lord has for them. Mm-hmm. Amen. There's so many struggling. And for many of them, they have the wrong concept of God. Mm-hmm. And they just don't see God for who he truly is. Mm. So what is it that God has given us and how do we take possession of it? So we're going to go through some scriptures today and God, right now God is speaking. And in this verse, he's speaking to the Israelites and he's saying, "See, I have set the land before you. There it is. There's your inheritance. There's a promise. I have set the land before you. All you got to do is go in and possess it. Possess the land which I swore to your fathers before time, Abraham, mm-hmm. Isaac, and Jacob, to give to them and their descendants for them." So, church, God has given us everything. He's given us all these blessings, all these things to take possession of. And when he tells Abraham, you know, "This I have given you, this piece of land," that means this land is not empty. It is full. It is rich. It is a land of milk and honey. God has given them, not only has he given them this land, amen, but he has given them grace to possess the land. That means he's given them the provision to take possession of the land. Because how many of us know that when God calls you, he fully equips you? Yeah. And I've had a hard time for many years. I didn't see that. I saw that I was I wasn't equipped enough to do ministry, to run a ministry, to do a church. But God kept talking to me. No. I've already given it to you. All you got to do is possess it. Take hold of it. Amen. Right. So the Lord is saying to Abraham, "Hey, listen, here's the land. I'm gonna provide for you everything you need to possess it, but it's yours. Just take and grab hold of it." And as we know from scripture, the Israelites didn't do a good job of it because it took them 40 years.
Yep.
And everybody from that generation never saw it except for two people, Joshua and Caleb, and their generation. Amen. But everybody else never got to see it. Moses only saw it from the hill, but never got to possess it, never got to walk on that land. Amen. Mm-hmm. But it was there. So it is the same thing with us Christians in our walk. God has given us blessings, but so many of us don't believe that these blessings can be real. Amen. Others, they just don't believe, why would God do that for me? Well, if God wants me to have it, I'll have it. Amen. And they begin to question the will of God. No, if God said it, it's yours. It's yours. You just got to grab hold of it. We got to understand. God wants us to understand how we can go in and just take possession of God, what he's given us, what he has given us to possess. If you need to possess healing, and this Bible is full of scriptures.
Amen.
About healing. It's about renewing your mind. You got to possess a renewal of mind. This Bible is full of words. You got to get in it. Take possession. You see, you got to be intentional. You just got to do it. And you got to trust. As you do it, you got to trust God. You have to have the confidence in God. You want to possess your identity in Christ? Then grab hold of it. Take the scriptures. Take it. The Gospel of John is excellent when it talks about possessing your identity in Christ, because he talks about Jesus and it talks about his Father, God the Father. And he makes comparison. What, you know, the same giftings that God the Father gave Christ is the same giftings that he's given us today. Amen. That's our identity in Christ. When Amen. God sees us, he sees his Son Jesus. It's a mirror. Amen. When we look at the mirror, in the mirror, when we look at ourselves, we should be seeing Jesus Christ. Because we got to see ourselves the way God sees us. And a lot of Christians don't believe that, and then they don't walk in that. And let me tell you, it took me years, years, and years to realize, my Lord, when God sees me, he sees his Son also. Wow, that's powerful. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
So you got to take these scriptures, you got to take possession of it, and don't back down. Grab hold of it. Amen?
Amen.
God wants to see you blessed in every area of your life. And you know what happens when you are blessed, when you're walking in God's blessings? He gets the glory. He gets glorified. Amen? Hallelujah. So you know, do you think there's a relationship between the children of Israel possessing the promised land and believers possessing the land of promises? Well, let me tell you, there is. Because right now we are living in the land of promises.
Amen.
We are living in a land that is blessed. We are living with, God has so blessed us with his word. And that is Jesus. The word became flesh. Hallelujah. The Lord himself lives in the inside of us. That is our treasure. That is the number one blessing that we have, that we can actually, that we know that God will never leave us nor forsake us. Why? Because he lives in the inside of us.
Yes.
My Lord, can you imagine? You have God himself living with you.
Amen.
Where you go, he goes. When you cry, he cries. When you smile, he smiles. When you know, whatever it is, he's with you.
Yes.
Whatever it is you're going through, he's with you. The word of God says he will never leave you nor forsake you. So what we need to see what Israel did or did not do with their promised land, and what we're doing with ours or not doing. Amen. And many Christians, and I can tell you this for a fact, many Christians have been paralyzed with fatalism. And you know what fatalism is? Is when you take a stance or when you take a posture of saying, well, what will be, if God wants me to have it, I guess I'll have it. If God this, if God that, and that's the posture that a lot of people are taking. And we begin to live a life of passivity. Amen. And we begin not to walk in the promises of God, but yet when other people are walking in the promises of God, when other people are walking in peace, when chaos is all around them, we begin to become jealous of how others are living. They're living the blessed life. But the reality is that we all have access to live the blessed life. We all have access to possess the land which God has given us, whatever that land of promise is. Amen? We all have that right. God has given it to us. Believers, talking to believers. So we all have access to the promises of life. All we got to do is possess. You want healing? Possess it. How? Get in the word. How? Believe in the word. How? Meditate on the word. How? See yourself healed. How? Use your eyes, your spiritual eyes, to see yourself healed, and it shall become manifestation, a reality in your life, but you got to see it. Amen? You know, people are so big on theology, amen, but we need to be in reality. We want to experience the blessings of God. We want to be walking in the blessings of God. We want to experience it with our own hands and eyes, and we want to see it. We want to walk them out.
Amen.
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 So God has given us everything. And so now we're going to go through some scriptures, and you're going to see. You're going to see the power that is in the word. Amen. So let's begin in Luke, the Gospel of Luke 12:32. You know, we're talking about walking and possessing the land of promises. Luke 12:32. I'm going there right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Luke 12:32, it says, "Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." It is our Father, Abba Father. It was his good pleasure to give us his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the kingdom. He is the kingdom glory. God wants us to have what he died to give us. It is his Amen. Gift. He gave us his Son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He gave his Son to us. So no longer do we need to fear the things of the world. No, he's given us his Son. And it's for the glory of God the Father. So whatever we do, like I said before, whatever we do in his name, by Christ, brings glory to God.
Yes.
And all you got to do is receive that gift from Christ. He is yours. Abide in him, and he will come and abide in you. And we know Jesus is abiding in us. He is our treasure. Amen. Romans 8:32. There's a lot to say here, so I'm gonna go through scriptures, but there's a lot of good nuggets in his word. Amen. Romans 8:32 says, "He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Amen. So in other words, he's given us his Son, Jesus Christ. That means he's not going to withhold anything else. He's not going to withhold healing. He's not going to withhold opportunities. He's not going to withhold any other blessing. He's given us his own Son. And he freely has given us all things. That's what we just read. He has freely given us all things. All we got to do is go out and possess it. And what's happened that many Christians are not possessing. the things that God has given us. If somebody were to give you a gift, what do? You receive it, right?
Receive it. Thank you. Yes.
All you got to do is receive it. Well, God has given us a gift. He gave us his own begotten son. He's only one.
Nice.
He literally sent him to the cross to die. Amen. To suffer torture. Jesus suffers so much. There's no possible way that a man could have, I don't even think he would have reached the cross. Amen. With all the beatings that Jesus Christ had, imagine a man being beaten like that. There's no way a natural man could have survived that wickedness from those Romans. Amen. Those whips, the strikes, and everything else. Amen. It's no way. But the Lord so graciously gave us his son, but he had a plan in place. So if he gave us his son, which is his most precious thing, how would you even fathom or think that he's going to withhold something from you? He's not going to withhold anything from you. Amen. So if you need possession, if you need to possess finances and have more of it, then take possession of it. Become good stewards of your finances. God shows you how to be blessed with it. Sister Benny just read a scripture. Take that seed. That seed. All you need is a seed. A seed. And you bless the church, which in turn you're really blessing God. Which in turn you're really blessing yourself. Because it is a seed that you're planting. And as you plant it, it's going to be multiplied 100-fold back to you. 100-fold. And sometimes even more than that. Amen? But you got to take possession of the word of God. You want to be blessed in your finances? Then give. That's it. Give. And give cheerfully with a cheerful heart. It doesn't matter if you give a penny, $1,000. It doesn't matter how much you give. God is not looking at the amount. God is looking at your heart. Just give. Amen? That's what the word says. Give and it shall be given back to you. Pressed down in good measure and running over. There is an overflow when we give. It's just something, it naturally happens. We don't give expecting to receive back. We give because we love God. We give because God gave first to us. Amen? Just like we love because God first loved us. Simple. Amen? Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:3, the book of Ephesians. Can't say it enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. We have been blessed. We have been redeemed. We have been healed. We have been saved. We have been delivered. We have been reconciled. We have been restored. God has given us every single blessing under the sun. He's freely given us all these things. And again, this is, like I said before, this is a reality. This is a fact. We're not just talking theology here. It's a reality. God has blessed us so we can be a blessing to others. And God wants you to have more because it is his pleasure that his children have more, that his children multiply. He wants us to have every spiritual blessing that he has for us. All we got to do is take possession of it. Amen. Very simple. Grab hold of it. Grab hold of it. Amen. So why don't we see all believers, the church, living in the blessings of God? So I want you to consider some of these scriptures, why we're not seeing this, okay? Let's turn to Ephesians. We're going to stay in that chapter, in that book, 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. Look what it says. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. I want you to key in on the last five words. Power that works in where? In us. Amen. Why aren't we seeing it? Why aren't we seeing other Christians possessing the blessings of God? Because they have to do something. The power is already in them. It's in us. And who lives in us? God, the greater one, lives in us. Because you gotta work out, like the word said, work out your salvation. Well, you gotta work out your possession. Amen. It's there, but the power works in us. In other words, you gotta act on the word of God. You gotta put action behind your words. Faith without works is dead, and our walk is by faith, not by sight. So we gotta work it. You know, you already received the gift of God, and you didn't have to do anything for it. You didn't deserve it, but God gifted us with his gift of his son, Jesus Christ. He gifted us with his treasure. He gifted us with his kingdom. Amen. We have the King of Glory living in the inside of us. Amen. But now he is able to do exceedingly and above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. It's in the inside of you. That power comes from Jesus. Use the power. Use the authority. Use the words that he's given you to take possession of the things you have not taken possession of. Whether that's healing, amen, whether it's hardship, whether it's poverty, whether it's lack, whatever it is, take a hold of those things and use the power that is already working in the inside of you. Amen? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1:20. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God. And what does it say? Through us. Do you see the pattern? Through us. So when we understand that what God has given us, he gets the glory. There is power, the power of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit that's working in us. And if the promises of God reveal the heart of God, then it is for you to take it and possess it. Amen? So what is it that God has been revealing to you in your heart? All you gotta do is take it and possess it. Because everything, his promises are yes and amen, and they're working for the glory of God through us. That means we have it. You have to recognize that you already have the power, you have the authority. We have everything we need to take possession of the land. To take possession, what is it, you know, take possession of the land? When I say the land, what is it in your life that you need to grab a hold of? Land could equal healing. Land could equal hardship. Land could equal poverty. Land could equal maybe a new home, maybe a new car. Whatever it is, that promise, that land of promise, grab hold of it. Take the word of God and begin to speak. Begin to allow who is in the inside of you to help you to take possession of it. As you read the word, it is the Holy Spirit that lives in you that begins to reveal, amen, the mysteries of his word. Amen. So he can reveal how you can take a hold of, let's say, buying a new vehicle. He can maybe give you some guidance. Well, you know, if you become a steward in your finances and you maybe start cutting down on these expenses that are not really necessary, and then he just gives you a whole guidance. He gives you guidance to conquer and possess that which God wants you to have. You want to buy a house and your credit is too low, then begin to steward yourself and the Lord will help you to get where you need to be so you can take possession of what God has already for you. It's a promise. It's a promise. But we got to work at it. Sometimes we have to become still. We got to become still. And if you don't become still, then you're not really hearing what God is trying to tell you or God wants to minister to you in the area of finances, but we're so busy with our lives or be so busy with things and the noises of life that we don't become still and really and begin to read maybe a verse and, you know, go read a verse about finances. And then in that verse, God can speak to you according to whatever situation you're going through, and he can open up the word for you, and he can give you some nuggets and some guidance as to how you can increase your credit. Amen. That's what he's doing for me. Hallelujah. I seek the Lord, and he begins to give me, oh, you know what? If you cut down on this, you're going to have for this. And that cutting down on that area is something that I don't really need. Could be a desire or a want, like a new dress or clothing. I have plenty in my closet. Why am I going to buy more? You know what I mean? So these are the things that he just brings into remembrance. They may be small things, but yet they will make a difference in your pocketbook. They will make a difference in your checkbook. They will make a difference in your finances. Amen. But just understanding that you have the helper in the inside of you that's willing to help 24/7. Amen. God has so much he wants to for us to possess. We just got to grab hold of it. Amen. Let's turn to 2 Peter 1. I hope you're receiving that which God has placed in us to receive today. Amen. 2 Peter 1, and let's go to verse 2 through 4. 2 Peter 1, 2 through 4. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which we have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Amen. So you begin to read this in the first verse, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God. And we know that people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So you have to be in the know. Amen. This is why it's so important for us to know the word of God and to know who God is, who we belong to, because God is every day revealing himself to us. Amen. So here we have people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So we got to be in the know. We got to know the Lord. We got to know the Lord Jesus Christ. We got to know the power that is in us. We got to know that we have the authority. We have to know that Satan has no power except to lie to us, to deceive us. But he has zero authority over brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Zero. Listen to me. Satan has zero authority over believers. Zero. What he uses tactics and lies to place fear in your mind. That's what he's good at. And if you believe those things, then you're going to fall. And you're going to be deceived. Amen. But the Lord is saying here, you know, he's giving us a knowledge, the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ, his son, and of his divine power he's given to us all. Aren't we spiritual beings? Don't we have power and authority? Amen. He's given us a divine power because it is through Christ. It is not our power. It's through his divine power. He works through us. He works in us. When healing happens for an individual, when a miracle takes place for an individual, when something happens that is not in the ordinary, if we're in the midst of it, you have to understand that it wasn't us. It was the power of God through us that made that come to pass, that made that miracle happen, that they made that healing manifest itself. Amen. It is the power through Jesus Christ. Amen. And that same power that the Lord Jesus Christ had when he was healing people on earth is the same power he's given us. When the word says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, they shall recover. Amen. Because the power is in the inside of us. It's not our power, it's the power of God. It's through the Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So the word saying in verse 3, he's given us all things, not some things. He's given us all things. He's given us the promises from the old and the new. There are promises from the Old Testament that still apply to us because it all started way back with Abraham. God made a promise to him that your generations will be blessed. Going through over and over and over, we're a blessed people of God. Amen. So we have the promises of God. It is for us to partake in. It is for us to possess them. Jesus gave us all the promises. We have access to them. And he started with himself. He's the first. Amen. He is our gift. And what we got to understand as Christians, we need to take possession of the inheritance that Christ died freely to give to us. He did it for us. He's given us all. We read it in the word. Amen. And when we take possession of those things, again, it brings glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, we live to glorify God. We worship to glorify God. We don't worship to glorify ourselves. We come and worship to glorify God because God already did it all for us. Amen. He accomplished everything that we needed in this world to succeed. And when we succeed, God gets the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, church. God is good. Amen. We just need to grab hold of that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's the, you know, again, it's the same pattern that we see in the story of Israel entering the promised land. We see that pattern with Christians. Turn to the book of Numbers 13. We're going to go to 1 and 2. And I'm going to have to speed it up a little bit here. My goodness, there's so much to speak out. May not be able to finish today. My Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 13, 1 through 2. I'm getting there. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers, you shall send a man, every one a leader among them. Amen. I'm going to stop there. So the Lord is saying, you know what? He tells Moses, send some people out there. Send 12 people. Send 12 leaders out there and just scan the land. And we all know from the stories that the Lord God sent 12 spies into the land, and 10 out of 10 came back in fear because they saw giants in the land. Even though they already knew that the Lord, you know, we read this earlier in Deuteronomy 1:8, I have given you this land. But yet when they went in to spy the land, 10 of them came back afraid. They were like, whoa, 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 we can't take possession of this land. There's giants in this land. How can we grab hold of it? No, they came back fearful. Only 2 of them, Joshua and Caleb, came back and said, no, we can do this. The Lord is with us, right? So this is the same land that God has promised them. And they come back all fearful. Hallelujah. Like, really? Like, God just told you, you have it. Take possession of it. It's yours. But what happens? Fear entered their hearts. And they started backing down. They started walking back and said, we ain't doing this. So yes, they were giants in the promised land. But if the Lord gave you a word, if the Lord told you it is yours, all you got to do is take the possession of it. If God has given it to you, church, then it is yours for you to possess. It is yours for you to have because it is his promise. So instead of facing the giants, many, many run. Just like us. You know, instead of facing the challenges, instead of facing maybe a spirit of fear or of anger or any spiritual thing that comes against the word of God, we begin to run and we begin to go back and live our old life because we become afraid of maybe Satan or his lies or his defeat. We become fearful. And a lot of us, we go astray. We begin to serve God, but when things become a little bit hot or heated, we run back and we go back to our old ways, just like the Israelites. You know, things gotta, you know, they God delivered them from Egypt, from slavery. But what do? They get there and then they begin to complain. Oh, we should have stayed there. Oh, I wish, you know, I'd rather just die than to be here with no food. All they had to do is ask, and God was going to give them water. Ask, God will provide food. Ask. It's yours. It's already yours. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the 2 spies that came back, Joshua and Caleb, they said, oh, we saw a good land. Yeah, we saw giants, but we saw a good land. Amen. But they recognize that the enemy has no power. They recognize that fear has no power. They recognize that if God said it, then it is theirs for them to accomplish and for them to possess it. If God said it, it's ours. Satan has no protection or authority over us. Remember, Satan is loose. Amen. And he's loose right under our feet because he's defeated. So he's got absolutely no power and he has absolutely no protection with God. It's gone, totally gone, because the Lord Jesus defeated Satan. He is under our feet and that's where he belongs. He is defeated. He's a defeated foe. And remember, it is according to the work that works in us. Amen. When we come against Satan and all his demonic works, he's got to go. He's got to leave. He's got no power over us. He's got no authority over us. So when we face giants in this life, in this world, don't run. Use the full armor that God has already given to you to possess that which God already says is yours. It's yours. Amen. But many Christians, they run. They're afraid of Satan. They're afraid of circumstances. No. You can't run. Use the word of God. Take a stand. Don't back down. Amen. The Lord God is with you. The Lord God is with you. He's given us the tools that we need to come against the tactics of the enemy, to come against the things that are not as we want them to be. We got to come against those things. And we do it with the word of God. We do it with the power that works in us and through us. Amen. And if you need assistance, ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. And he will reveal to you, well, you got the sword, you got the word. Amen. You got your feet. You got your hands, you got your shield, you got everything that you need. We've been fully equipped. See, we don't need to put on the full armor of God. We just need to use what we already have. Amen? Because it's ours. So we don't need to put it on. It's already, we have it. It's ours. We wake up with it every day. It's ours because we have the Lord Jesus living in the inside of us. Amen? We got everything we need, church, to take possession of those things that really rightfully belong to you. Amen. And I think I'm going to stop here because I got two other bullet points and I got seven scriptures and I don't want to rush through this message. Amen. Because it is a good message. Amen. It's about possessing that which belongs to you already.
Amen.
It's about taking hold of what already God has given you. So we need to expand on these scriptures because I feel led of the Lord that, you know, he doesn't want me to rush through this. Amen. So we're going to stop here. That's okay with you.
Recording stopped.
Amen.